Mental tiredness. 2. When I am trying to find the source of I am focusing on my awareness, devoid of any thoughts, and trying to trace it back. Of course, it doesn't get resolved, and I sometimes get mentally tired. Is this the correct method, or should I be doing something different? This is the correct method, but Bhagavan has given instructions about overcoming mental tiredness. In the beginning, one will naturally become mentally tired in pursuing the investigation only. Often, when this happens, many seekers will think this method is not working, become discouraged, and give up the search. That is why Bhagavan has prescribed to some disciples other methods like chanting of stotrams, bhajans, japa, and meditation. He has said that we could continue with these other forms of spiritual practices when one finds investigation too tedious, but we should always keep self-inquiry as the center around which all these other practices revolve. It often happens that a seeker will read about self-inquiry, understand the directness of the method, and devote him or herself to it wholeheartedly. After engaging in the practice for some time and not experiencing the desired result, they may take to other methods to focus the mind and keep it engaged in the spiritual pursuit. Then, ultimately, after the mind becomes one-pointed and mature, they will once again take up the method of self-inquiry. But this time, the positive effects of the practice become immediately apparent, as the mind has by then become purified. Bhagavan has said that those who have succeeded owe their success to perseverance.